RadioMD, RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
We look to professionals today in just about every part of our life. We search them out due to their experience, their talents, the information about them in whatever area is that we're trying to pursue. We also put a lot of trust in that information and the products and the end result from them and their field, their companies, their organizations, hoping that everything will be good and safe. Today, our food supply is privy to many different influences, including pesticides, environmental effects that affect its safety and quality, handling, storage procedures, growing and shipping standards, and the end benefit to the customer. So because of the factors that we have to keep in mind, some things controlled, some things not controlled, where do we place our trust with the quality of our food supply today? With me is Natasha Trenev, worldwide expert in probiotic health and the founder of the American Probiotic Industry, and Mark Tamplin. Mark is an international expert in food safety, advising prominent organizations. He holds a PhD in medical sciences with a specialty in medical microbiology. Dr. Tamplin's research focuses on risk to the food supply and risk management strategies to reduce impact on public health. Over his career, he has worked with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Thank you both for being with me today. You know, Natasha, when we stand back and we take a look at the big picture, as a nation, we have basically handed over our health to the medical establishment, we've handed over our food quality to the grocery stores, and it seems like we've kind of stopped taking responsibility for many parts of our health. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jeff. I think the problem in many purviews is that people want rights without responsibilities, and they don't really understand what role bacteria play in our daily health. And that's what I think we're trying to enlighten people with this show, that bacteria is ubiquitous. It's present in the vegetables and fruits that we eat. It's present in the meat or grains or anything that we consume has what we call a load of bacteria. Now, hopefully that load of bacteria does not contain pathogenic bacteria, which in today's environment, as little as 10 colony-forming units can cause a severe reaction in the individual. And I think our ignorance extends into the health food industry, where we think that organic does mean that it's free of microbial contaminants. And I have found in my research that in some instances, organic fruits and vegetables do contain more microbial contaminants because of some of the manure that's used to fertilize the organic vegetables and fruits, and also the airborne microbes that are coming in from where animals are raised into the crop fields. So I think it's this ignorance that we have to address today, and even a symposium is being held at the New York Academy of Sciences where they're going to be examining issues of using probiotics in more animal husbandry uses, and how to eliminate the use of antibiotics and also use bacteriophages to limit this bacterial contamination. And I think Mark can speak more to the antibiotic overuse and the phages in our food supply. But the bottom line is that we are ignorant that everything we put into our mouth has a bacterial load, and that bacterial load may have a direct impact on the state of our health.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, we've been growing our foods for centuries and preparing food and growing food and hunting food. And you would think with all of the technology and everything today that we should not have to second guess our food supply.
No, we shouldn't have to. And well, the thing is that we shouldn't second guess our food supply, whatever, because problems will happen. Mm-hmm. There is human error. Sure. And I think we also have to examine this business of everybody trying to consume raw fruits and vegetables and eating raw because they don't have the necessary information in how to properly clean the vegetables and or fruits that they're consuming raw. And this leads to a lot of problems in the person's health because they're getting a huge bacterial load on a daily basis. So this is the kind of ignorance we have to bring to people's attention. And if you look at cultures over the centuries, especially Asian cultures and why stir-frying of vegetables came about. Stir-frying was meant to take off, you know, the bite of any contaminants that were on the vegetables and, you know, allow them to maintain some of their nutritional values, but not cooking them thoroughly, but stir-frying them quickly to reduce that bacterial load. I'm sure the cultures didn't think about the bacterial load, but I think it was from observation that their, you know, constituents were probably healthier when they engaged in making their foods in a stir-fried fashion.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think that there is some truth to the fact that, you know, our world is just bigger? We have so many more people that corners sometimes are cut, and sometimes it's just the production and the massive amount of production in the food supply that, you know, things slip through the cracks more commonly than they did when there were less people on the planet and less people consuming foods and less mass amounts of industry that were involved?
I think that's partially true. I think the problem is that we do have a massive amount of foods that are, you know, imported and cross borders. But I think the problem has also been the abuse of pesticides and antibiotics causing the rise of these resistant bacteria, which, you know, are now much more deadly than they were even 20 years ago. And the fact there is just a recall from a large producer of frozen veggies that has 42 different labels, and it's across many states in the United States and Canadian provinces because of Listeria. Now, Listeria is an interesting bacterial contaminant because the last data I saw, this microorganism can survive 3 days of refrigeration and still cause a bite in the food poisoning capacity. So this is what it is. It's a combination of many things and depends on what combination hits a certain food supply when we see these outbreaks happen. And I think we have to be cognizant of all of these things that are happening and make sure that we pay attention how we handle our food once we get it to our home and even our frozen fruits and vegetables. I think that there is some kind of heat preparation that needs to take place in a lot of these instances to prevent the contaminants that are in our food supply to hurt us. And people, I think, are cognizant of pesticides more so than they are of bacterial contaminants. And this is where the paradigm has to shift, and they have to be much more aware of the bacteria that are contaminating their food supply, because that seems to be the majority of the problems that are manifesting today. For example, the Chipotle chain and their problems with salmonella across the country and so forth. I think we can examine that more closely with Mark in our next segment.
You know, I think that makes a lot of sense. And I think the awareness on our side has to be something that we do have to stay on top of. And I think for many people, you know, I just think that we're just running around in circles. You know, we've gotten a lot of other things that are on our mind, and people consume foods. They buy their food. They consume their food. I know people that I have talked to for years about washing fruits and vegetables, and they never take the time to do it. In their mind, it's coming from the store. It's clean, and they don't have to do that. And I mean, I'm still today shocked when I wash my fruits and vegetables, the amount of dirt and stuff that comes off in things that were already wrapped up as clean washed fruits and vegetables. So it is something we have to be aware of, and we can't let our guard down, because I think when we let our guard down, we're already stressed. We're already running around in circles. Our bodies are not where they should be in functionality. Our digestive systems are frustrating. Our compromised guts, our lack of friendly, good quality bacteria, and then you add all the other sugar and processed foods on top of it, and we're already running on a deficit. So I think we truly do need to make sure that we are doing everything we possibly can to be as healthy as we possibly can. When it comes to the food supply, we can't take anything for granted, because when we do, we're going to start having more and more problems, and we're seeing it more and more often. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all of my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. Thank you for listening, and stay well.